So I'm this year's fellow for the Office of Human Rights Council for People of African Descent, and I would like to bring to your attention two key issues that is facing Canadians of African descent, and that is the absence of disaggregated race-based data at the federal and provincial government, and the lack of accountability for police violence. So on June 30th, 2018, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the Government of Canada will officially recognize the International Decade for People of African Descent, which was 4 years after the declaration. This declaration has been welcomed by the diverse Black communities of African descent across Canada. However, there have been little actionable commitment by the government in some of the core measures addressed by the UN Declaration of International Decade for People of African Descent. Ontario Human Rights Commission, among other human rights commissions, have published reports around racial profiling by police officers, including the disproportionate representation of people of African descent in the criminal justice system. Yet the federal government have failed to devise measures that will allow the government to be accountable and transparent in the way in which it polices its population. Despite the presence of vast police database about people of African descent through decade-long practice, such as carding, which is racial profiling in the United States, none of the governmental bodies, such as local police officers, publish disaggregated race-based data on those racially profiled and or killed by officers. Neither does Statistics Canada, Ontario Office of the Independent Police Review Director, nor Toronto Special Investigative Unit, which is where I'm from, including all other similar bodies across provinces and territories of Canada. Despite the specific recommendation to collect disaggregated race-based data by the Ontario Human Rights Commission and by the Honorable Michael G. Tulloch, the Canadian government failed to act on and implement any measures. The absence of publicly accessible data, in particular a disaggregated race-based data, have institutionalized invisibility and the inhumane treatment of people of African descent. This in turn led to government at all levels abdicating the legal responsibility toward the subject within its border. The vacuum in accountability measures such as disaggregated race-based data led to the disillusionment and loss of trust in many of these Canadian institutions. And the last point that I would like to make is the Canadian government failure to address police violence. Current measures in addressing police abuses, including the killing of civilians, lack enforcement mechanism. The impunity in which police officers are afforded under the law have institutionalized police brutality against people of African descent in Canada. In the past 10 years alone, in the province of Ontario, high-profile deaths have included the killing of Abdirahman Abdi, Andrew Loco, Alex Witherfall, Eric Asawa, Frank Anthony Berry, Ian Bryce, among so many that I can name, but it will take us forever to really get to the list. Recently, the police officer who beat Abdirahman Abdi to death was acquitted by a judge in Ottawa. While in Whitby, Ontario, two police officers who beat a young Black man so severely that he lost one of his eyesight, Defont Miller, received only mere 9 months sentence, and they are now right now suspended sentence for that matter. All of these tragic deaths and the absence of any institutional accountability measures reinforces the long-held belief that the law will always protect police officers who abuse, assault, and kill people of African descent in Canada. The federal, provincial, and municipal government's inability to implement functioning mechanisms that punishes police officers that infringe on the human rights of people of African descent have violated all treaties and covenants Canada have either signed or ratified, including the third general recommendation on the prevention of racial discrimination, the administration and function of the criminal justice system, as well as third general recommendation number 36, preventing and combating racial profiling by law enforcement official. Consequently, the institutional failure to acknowledge and address racial profiling and police violence further adds to the lack of trust felt by communities of African descent toward the system that govern them. In terms of my recommendation, because we don't have time, you can read it.
Yes, you can submit the report. The